one of the greatest Towson athletes of all time, joins us right now. He stems from their baseball program not all that long ago, now a member of the Seattle Mariners, and he's joined us several times in the past. Casper Wells, calling us from Arizona, from spring training. Casper, how are you?
Oh, I'm perfect.
Well, what's the weather like in Arizona right now?
It's about clear skies, 80 degrees.
Well, that's not bad. Really,
yeah, it's not too bad.
How's your spring going?
Not too bad, definitely. Spring's going well. Tweaked my neck a little bit as of late, so I've been out of the lineup the last couple of days. Just kind of slept wrong, for whatever reason. Working hard in the weight room, just got tweaked a little bit. But I'll be back in there ready to rock and roll. Feeling pretty good, have a good approach going. So just trying to be consistent and keep that going for the spring.
Well, we certainly hope it's not too serious. But we do want to, of course, talk to you about the recent bad news as we see it, as it comes from the Towson baseball and soccer programs essentially ending after this coming baseball season and this spring semester. What were your thoughts when you heard that news?
You know, it's been kind of an ongoing thing that's been on my mind for the last a year or so. I guess the finalization of it kind of coming to a conclusion right now is kind of devastating. I mean, it really hit me when I want to go back to visit the school and eventually at some point, you know, when I have little kids and, you know, when they ask me where I went to school or if people ask me where I went to school, I'll be like, yeah, you know, well, I went to Towson University, but they no longer have a baseball program. So, I mean, it'll be really tough. It's something I didn't think needed to happen in my talks with Coach Gottlieb. And, you know, it's very unfortunate.
When you think
program
about
that helped,
yeah, go on.
That. No, I mean, it's a program that just kind of, I kind of built me into the professional that I am today. You know, just going to that is just with Coach Gottlieb and the coaching staff and just being a part of that school. Just kind of shaped me into the mature professional I am today. And then, you know, I attribute a lot of my success to how I was brought up at Towson University and with our baseball program.
Casper Wells joining us here on WBIL, the former Towson Tiger and now Seattle Mariner. And Casper, do you have a favorite memory from your time on the Towson baseball team?
Favorite memory is probably just all of junior year. It's just the conference tournament. Guys, everyone bleaching their hair. I remember I had a kind of conference. I know a lot of guys still razz me about it. that when I see them down at Towson, I made a speech which wasn't required. For conference player of the year. I was like kind of talking, they were like, well, you don't have to. I was like, oh, you know, if you were, and kind of embarrassed myself. I didn't feel embarrassed, you know, I kind of was just like, it was my first taste of like even making a speech to public. So I kind of had confidence going in and then it was a big laugh once I got done. And that's kind of brought to my attention the whole time when I see, you know, different players around. Definitely when I go into town and play the Orioles, I get to see a lot of my former teammates. So they're not too shy to bring that up to me. but just my whole junior year in general, we had a pretty good year, you know, one game away from winning the conference championship and moving on, making it to the conference championship. And just all the memories of that year kind of tied in, just being with those guys on and off the field. Will forever be in my memory, and it's definitely a fun time.
And Coach Gottlieb was reminiscing with us last night off the air about finding a way to beat Justin Verlander not once but twice, right?
Yeah, definitely. He obviously was a big-time pitcher in our conference, so we gave it to him 2 years in a row. Yeah, when I saw him when I was with the Tigers, I remember he was like, hey, you went to Towson. He's like, you ever face me? So, I mean, obviously I wasn't – he didn't really think too much of me when I was playing or didn't remember me too much. But yeah, this is back when I was still, like, in the minors and you know, I saw him down there and I was like, yeah, yeah. He's like, man, Towson, God, they always gave me problems when I faced them. I hated facing them. I'm like, yeah, well, I could say I was a part of that. So yeah, I was definitely excited to beat such a good pitcher 2 years in a row.
And Coach Gottlieb said, I think you got the save in one of those games against Verlander's team.
Yeah. Yeah, towards the end of the season, I definitely could have. I know I was in various roles from a pitcher. I was closing, coming to relief, starting my junior year. And I could throw it a little bit still, you know. Not doing it with a bat now, but, yeah, I was known as kind of a pitcher back then. I think I did have a save back then from what I remember, yeah.
Casper Wells with us here on WBIL, the former Towson Tiger, now Seattle Mariner. And again, Casper, going back to I cannot believe how people have reacted here about the end of the baseball and soccer programs at Towson University. And I guess just an overwhelming sense of sadness, maybe some anger as well, but it really is the end of a run. And Mike Gottlieb last night was just so gracious to spend well over an hour with us, fielding phone calls from fans and listeners. What can you say about your former coach?
Oh, man. There's really so much to say about him. He definitely has a hard-nosed personality, coming from Long Island, growing up in Long Island, the New York kind of personality that he can be hard-nosed at times, get on you. He was very valuable as far as students with the school. School was very valuable in his eyes. We had our own study hall. Aside from the athletic study hall that was mandatory, we had our own mandatory study hall that a lot of the players, it was mandatory for all the freshmen. And a lot of the sophomores and juniors, a lot of the more veteran players would still go to that study hall just as a show some sort of leadership. But, you know, he just instilled in me the kind of leadership and the self-discipline that I needed to carry over into my professional career. I mean, he's someone I talked to in the minors through a lot of my struggles, a lot of good times, a lot of bad times. He was just always there with his advice. You know, I remember specifically a time when I was in AA. I was playing in Akron. I was playing for the Erie Seawolves, but I was in Akron. I remember I was hitting really well. And I remember I had one off day in between hitting well. And I remember he just talked about, you know, it's about how great you do the day after you perform well and keeping that consistency. And I just talked to him, and he was just kind of the peace of mind I needed in talking with someone throughout some of the hardships I had to deal with in the minors that ultimately led to the road to the big leagues that I'm in right now. So, I mean, he kind of just instilled that in me from being at Towson. I kind of had that kind of mentality that, you know, it's funny when I share a story. I don't know if he shared this with you, but I very much pitch and hit when I was in high school. So when I went to Towson, he said he was just going to have me pitch. And so you can imagine I was pretty bored with just doing one thing, let alone expecting but believing that I could go out there and still hit and wanting to do both. So I kind of just would bug him every day, like, hey, coach, you know, let me hit. And eventually I bugged him enough that he let me, like, take BP one day, and, you know, I'll swing the bat pretty well in BP. So he was like, okay, you know, you can swing the bat a little bit. He's like, well, you're big tough. You want to be a position player or pitcher? He's like, well, now you get to practice with the position players and the pitchers, but you also condition with the position players, and then you'll condition with the pitchers. So I'll be practice all day long for 6 hours and condition with both of them. So, and, you know, I never complained about anything. Just, you know, I took it for he ran practice well, ran everything well. But I think one thing that you could take from this is that he really, you know, not everything. He put school ahead of everything. You know, if me or anyone else was kind of, if he heard that someone was kind of, you know, messing around with the class or not their schoolwork, he gets everyone's grade. So, you know, he'll be the first one to talk to you and make sure that you're staying on top of your schoolwork. So I think that's pretty important. Because I'm not sure how many. I'm just not sure because I don't know, but I think it's some of the bigger programs. I don't know how much they value their schoolwork like someone like Coach Gottlieb would value everyone's studies. So